WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Your daily dose of mental toughness training with your old pal Dylan Brooks. Today, we're tackling a beast that lurks in the shadows of every brilliant mind self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're just faking it? You know, like someone's going to shout action any minute and reveal that you've got no idea what you're doing? Yeah, me too, friend, me too. But here's the thing. We're not alone in this struggle. This feeling of inadequacy is something that plagues even the most successful people. And guess what? It doesn't have to run our lives. We can learn to recognize it, understand it, and ultimately overcome it. Think about it. You land a promotion at work, nail that big presentation, or finally finish the project you've been putting off. You should be feeling on top of the world, right? But instead, that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. What if they realize I don't deserve this? It was just luck, it says. Anyone could have done it. That's imposter syndrome at work, folks, and it can seriously hold us back from reaching our full potential. So, how do we squash this inner critic? How do we silence that nagging voice of doubt and embrace our own brilliance? Here's the blueprint. 1. Acknowledge it. First things first, admit that you're struggling with self-doubt. Don't try to hide it or pretend it doesn't exist. The more we ignore it, the louder it gets. 2. Reframe your thinking. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Are they really true? Or are you just letting fear take over? Start replacing those self-defeating narratives with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try I am capable and worthy. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your brain will start to believe it. 3. Focus on your achievements. Keep a running list of your accomplishments, big and small. When self-doubt starts to rear its ugly head, revisit that list. Remind yourself of all the things you've done well, all the challenges you've overcome. It's amazing how quickly those negative thoughts can fade when we see the evidence of our own success. 4. Seek support. You don't have to battle this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, mentor, or therapist. Sharing your struggles can help you feel less isolated and more empowered. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. This simple act can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself and your abilities. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a brilliant young musician named Sarah. She's got incredible talent. She pours her heart into her music, but she constantly battles with self-doubt. Every time she performs, she thinks to herself, what if they hate it? What if I'm not good enough? This crippling fear almost stopped her from pursuing her passion. But then, Sarah started applying these stoic principles. She acknowledged her feelings, challenged her negative thoughts, and focused on her accomplishments. She surrounded herself with supportive friends who believed in her talent. Slowly but surely, those doubts started to fade, replaced with confidence and a newfound love for sharing her music with the world. So, remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from living your best life. Embrace your strengths, celebrate your successes, and never stop believing in yourself. Today's episode is all about taking charge of your inner critic and silencing those voices that tell you otherwise. Remember to acknowledge your feelings, reframe your thinking, focus on your achievements, seek support when you need it, and practice gratitude for all the good things in your life. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym and share this episode with someone who could use a dose of mental toughness. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep that mind gym going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.